listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back. We're joined by Congressman Gus Bilirakis of Florida. He is a member of several committees of very considerable interest to us here at Secure Freedom Radio, including the Committee on Foreign Affairs and the House Homeland Security Committee, whose subcommittee on emergency preparedness, response, and communications, he is the chairman. And Mr. Chairman, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. It's great to have you with us. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes.
It's great to be on, Frank. Thank you for having me.
Before you left, I know you were very concerned, as I think we all should be, about what is happening in Syria at the moment, and specifically what the prospective rise there of Islamists, both the Muslim Brotherhood stripe and, for that matter, Al-Qaeda, might mean for, well, the people of Syria more generally, but specifically some of the religious and other minorities there. And I think you've proposed a resolution on the subject. Give us a flavor of, if you will, of your concerns about what's happening and our policy in that area and the nature of this resolution, if you would, sir.
Well, the resolution calls on both sides of the conflict to respect dignity, human rights, and religious freedom of all for Syrians. Frank, I'm just tired of the Christians and other religious minorities in the Middle East being overlooked. And someone has to speak out on their behalf. You know, this is the U.S., and we're the last great hope of mankind, and we have to speak out and protect our religious, our Christians, and of course religious minorities. We're all brothers and Christians and brothers and sisters in Christ, as far as I'm concerned, and I just want to make sure that in Egypt, we actually place some conditions and restrictions on foreign aid. We want to make sure the Coptic Christians were protected. We were successful in the appropriations bill in the House and the Senate. I was one of the leaders in that effort. And, of course, you know what the Secretary of State did. She placed that waiver on the conditions, and it upset me greatly. We have people in my district that are concerned about their relatives over there. And I think we have an obligation to do everything we can, and I'll continue to speak out.
One of the things that I'm particularly interested in hearing you speak out on, I guess for the moment especially, is do you share my concern, Congressman Bilirakis, that the way things are going, we are not only going to see people who overlook Christians, but who are actually committed to destroying them, come to power in Syria, perhaps with our help, if not our arms, at least with training that the Obama administration is providing now, we're told, to this opposition, again, dominated certainly by Islamists of a very intolerant sort. How do you see that, and what's your advice as to how we should be proceeding with respect to Syria at the moment?
I share your concern. Obviously, the Assad regime is corrupt and has to go. But Frank, I've seen some of your interviews, and I agree with you. We don't know who we're dealing with over there. And it really concerns me. Look what happened. I mean, again, we're not learning our lessons. What happened in Egypt? The administration, Secretary of State dealing with the Muslim Brotherhood over there instead of working with some of these moderates and, of course, the Coptic Christians. So I'm very concerned. And Cynthia Farahat, as she's a wonderful individual, I know she works with you. She was down in the district, and we had a forum with Fred Grandy. And with regard to the Coptic Christians. So you're absolutely correct.
Let me turn, you've mentioned a couple of things that are worrying here. Hillary Clinton's efforts on behalf of the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, the waiver of the restrictions that were placed on turning over $1.5 billion to these guys. Of course, what's developing at the moment in Syria, what previously has happened in Tunisia, Libya, what's going on in perhaps Jordan next, certainly Mali, Nigeria. Do you share the concern that has been directly stated by several of your colleagues, Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, Louie Gohmert, Trent Franks, Lynn Westmoreland, and Tom Rooney specifically, about the possibility that some of these policies, at the very least, are being influenced, maybe even shaped by an administration that is very receptive to the Muslim Brotherhood and may even be populated to some extent by people who are tied to it. Is that, broadly speaking, Congressman, something that it's appropriate to have investigated in your estimation?
I participated in these radicalization hearings. I think Peter King does an outstanding job. We have to continue them. I'm very concerned about the homegrown terrorism in this country. There's no question. And we have a right to look into it, Frank, and I'll continue to do so.
The point that I'm really getting at here is that there's kind of a parallel to the terrorist threat, and that is what the Brotherhood calls civilization jihad, namely the effort through not so much nonviolent as pre-violent efforts to accomplish the same ends as Al-Qaeda and these other guys. And that, I hope, will be very much a part of your ongoing hearings in the Homeland Security Committee as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, Frank, we have to continue to investigate. We have to continue to ask questions. We can't be afraid. We have to speak out. We can't sweep this stuff under the rug. We have this CARE organization here in our backyard. I'm concerned. Obviously, I agree with you. Again, we can't close our eyes. We can't stick our head in the sand.
Well, I think it's tremendously important that these requests for formal inquiries are responded to properly, and I hope very much that you'll be one of those who will take aboard whatever information is generated by them. Congressman, in the remaining couple of minutes we have, let me just ask you, I know that you've been very active as well as in your committee responsibilities in foreign affairs and homeland security, with another area of concern to us, namely, you are the vice chairman of the Committee on Veterans Affairs. A very serious issue, as I don't need to tell you, is, of course, what's going to be happening to the defense capabilities of the United States. And I think our veterans understand probably better than just about anybody what the stakes are if we once again allow our military to be hollowed out. What are your thoughts on this sequestration legislation and the requirement for massive additional cuts? Is there anything that can be done to stave that off in your judgment, sir?
Yes. Again, we passed bills in the House as part of the budget to eliminate the sequestration, the automatic cuts. And I feel that, Frank, that this should be done right away. And again, we passed it in the House. We don't have a very friendly Senate. But it should be a priority, and of course, if we're not safe, nothing else matters. So I feel that it'll get done, unfortunately, after the lame duck. I'd like to get it taken care of so that we have some certainty. But I think that the Senate will come around and we'll get it done, because we can't afford these cuts, these automatic cuts in defense. So I'm concerned. It's on my radar screen, and I'll continue to work on it.
Well, good. One thing that you might find helpful, Congressman Gus Bilirakis, is some research that we've done at the Center for Security Policy. We've been trying to make sure that it's in front not only of people like you who get this, but also those who seem to be resisting taking the corrective actions that are needed. It's called the Defense Breakdown Report. And it looks at, by state, by county, by city, by congressional district, what the economic impact in terms of jobs and in terms of expenditures will be. And I just hope that perhaps as you're talking to some of your friends in the Senate, particularly those that are not yet persuaded, you might be able to help acquaint them with these findings. It's as you know, over a million jobs. And very likely billions upon billions upon billions of dollars in terms of economic impact on communities.
Huge economic impact. Huge economic impact, particularly in my area. We're talking about $2 to $5 billion as far as jobs, because we have our military retirees here in the area as well, in the Tampa Bay area. I'd love to look at that, Frank, and I'm being a big advocate. We have MacDill Air Force Base right in our backyard, so you're right. And we have contractors here, and these jobs are in jeopardy. That's why I wish we could get this thing done as soon as possible so these people can have some certainty.
Well, for the common defense www.freedomradio.org. You and your staff will be able to find this information, and perhaps during the recess you might be able to talk to some of your constituents, and they in turn can talk to, oh, I don't know, Bill Nelson and some others about the need to get this problem fixed. We support you in doing so. Congressman Gus Bilirakis, thank you for your leadership on this Syrian resolution and so much more, and for visiting with us a little bit to discuss it.
God bless you. Thanks for all your good work, Frank.